Capital 3 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. On the phone with me right now is City Councilwoman Melissa Robinson. How you doing, Melissa?
I am well, Playmaker. How are you?
I am doing good on this Tuesday. Of course, a lot going on we got to talk about, especially concerning the 18th and Vine District. I understand there was a very important meeting that happened this afternoon. Tell us a little bit about what happened with that.
Absolutely. So democracy is a really beautiful thing. We had a 18th and Vine Policy Committee that was where our new members joined after the mayor made his recommendations or appointed members to the committee. So we haven't been meeting very much, but basically at the meeting, we came out with 12 things that the policy committee is recommending that the city do to address issues on 18th and Vine, such as lighting, parking, looking at how we address cameras, off-duty officers, creating a community improvement district, how do we address the one-way streets, the two-way streets, turning them into one-way streets, and just a lot of things that we talked about. So we plan to really move forward that on all of these recommendations.
Yeah. I know you have some strong thoughts about what should be done over there in the 18th and Vine District. Do you care to share that with us?
Absolutely. So these are not my thoughts alone. These are from conversations that I've had with a lot of the business owners and stakeholders in the district. And so one of the things that they are asking for is an additional police presence down on 18th and Vine. So we're looking at how do we dedicate that police presence down there. The other thing is the CID is critical and important to make sure that there's a sustainable revenue to address infrastructure in the district and also public safety. And tomorrow I will be talking with my colleagues. There is a committee hearing on the city investing $6 million in the blighted properties that are down at 18th and Vine so that we can attract private investment to the area as well. So there is a lot going on. These are things that were introduced in play. A lot of the violence that have taken place. And so this, you know, unfortunately, and it's just such a sad occurrence that we're experiencing loss of life down on 18th and Vine all throughout our city. But we have that attention and push to move things quicker.
Yeah. I hate to hear about the events that's been going on down there as far as when you're hearing violence over there at the 18th and Vine District. I feel like we should definitely strengthen that area and make it as good as the Power and Light District and other districts here in Kansas City.
Absolutely. When you think about the amount of time it's taken to redevelop Power and Light, from inception to completion to when Congressman Cleaver, when he was the mayor, did a huge redevelopment effort in there. And that project just hasn't been completed yet. So we are, you know, coming up on decades on top of decades, and enough is enough. The city has to say that, you know, if Black Lives Matter, we need to also think about how we're expending city dollars and how some of that institutional racism plays out in our ability to have economic empowerment centers in our community, which 18th and Vine definitely fits that bill. So this is something that the city, we have to do.
So us out here who wants to help out with the 18th and Vine and make sure it gets to where we need it to be, what can we do out here as play our part to try to help with that? What can we do out here?
Well, you know, one of the things is we do have to know our history, and knowing the value and the jewel that 18th and Vine has is sacred land. And so we want to make sure that people know the history, and then also contact your council members and let us know that it's important for us to invest in 18th and Vine. So sending an email, setting up a meeting with the council members or the mayor to talk about the importance of 18th and Vine. And then the other thing is there's a blackout date that's coming up on July 7th. Make sure that we're spending money not only on one day, but make that a part of our regular spending plan, is to support the businesses that are down there on the Vine and support the cultural institutions that are there. There are several nonprofits that are there. American Jazz Museum, which I believe one of the 103 DJs, Shay Moore, is a board member of American Jazz Museum. That's There's right. The Negro League Baseball Museum. You know, make donations to the nonprofits that are there. But then also there was a plea from a lady today, and she said, hey, we need Black men, Black women, our elders to come out too ancient and behind. And we need to provide our own public safety from a standpoint of being there to talk to the younger folks that are coming and just standing ready to have a presence of community that's down there. So we cannot shy away from 18th and Vine based on, you know, what we've been hearing and what's been actually happening down there. We now have to embrace and take care of our own.
Appreciate your time, Melissa. Anything else you want to cover before I let you go?
Oh, no, thank you all so much. Again, tomorrow, you know, keep us in your prayers. We're trying to do the right thing for the city. And tomorrow at 1:30, we'll be taking this to the city council. And then the following week, it will go to the entire city council to vote. So we want your voices to be heard. And just tell your council members through email to invest in the Vine.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Hey, I appreciate you giving us this info. And you have a good one. Stay safe out there, okay?
You too. Bye-bye.